Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and you can find us on Twitter at Captain's America. Now, don't forget, check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, joining us from California, we have the one and only, the incomparable professor of politics. That would be Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, everybody along to you. And, thanks, guys. Okay, there they go. They're watching, I don't know, they might be watching a hockey game or something. But anyway, it's 65 degrees tonight, clear skies, and pretty comfortable out there.
Well, very nice. Well, you're warmer than we are. We're 58 degrees and expecting some rainstorms here in Southern California.
That's because you're in the frozen tundra. No, I'm just kidding. Actually, you should be warmer than we are, but it is what it is. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
Of America.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to start with the Ukraine again, because last night it got wild in the Ukraine. The Russians decided to take a pot shot at a nuclear facility, which is not a good thing to do at any time. And they did lob at least one, maybe two shells in, did a little bit of damage, apparently to an administration building. But it wouldn't take much to damage the reactors, and when they would do that, then you'd have a big-time problem. And, boy, that's just what we don't need right now.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And we believe the fires would have been extinguished at this time. But
well, once they were allowed in, because there was a lot of gunfire going on, remember?
A lot of fighting. That's right. There was a lot of fighting going on. And but those shells were coming in. And, of course, nuclear power plants are built to generate electricity. They're not built to withstand shelling from the Russian army. So to do such a thing, obviously, is completely irrational and risky, to say the least. But I think, Captain, what it does is it really shows just how far the Vladimir Putin is willing to go in this campaign. And it should be shocking and it should be chilling for the rest of the world.
Well, they are also heavily fortified and very well protected by very highly trained, usually ex-military security people. And they have layers of security to pass through. So it's very difficult to just go storming through the door and get in there and try to do something nefarious. Very difficult. So these people, even though they tried to do what they did, they were repelled. The security force did their job, and they were repelled, and they went about doing whatever else they were doing.
Well, exactly right. But even if they got lucky with these shells, for example, and damaged a reactor, did that, knocked it out of phase or what have you, to the point where there was a real problem with the reactions going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, Captain, now that would be an environmental disaster as well as a strategic one.
And of course, had they hit a cooling tower, and knocked a couple of holes in a cooling tower and knocked some of that radioactive water out of there, that would have made life very interesting, too.
Well, exactly right. And once again, you know, we see now as well, Captain, just right before the program, we noticed that the Russians have got about 95% of their forces now in Ukraine, which tells me that obviously they're trying to bring in the reinforcements that perhaps they thought they were holding back because they're intensifying the fighting to a great degree.
That is correct. All right. Now, let me play something here, because I think we need to play this just to elevate the situation and remind everybody why we're in this jiggle here. See if I can get it. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble. And therefore, America's in trouble. Measured any way you want. The debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a Friday morning, and we got plenty more in store for you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away, this portion of the program. My conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by MyPillow.com. Now, that happens to be Mike Lindell. And Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company is doing it again. They're tearing it up with the products they got out there. Now, you can go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a double logo link right there on the homepage of MyPillow.com. Click on that little box. In you go. There'll be at least 150 items there with some tremendous savings, anywhere from 50% off, buy one, get one, two-thirds off, or 75% off. And it's all right there, and the only way you can get it is with a promo code. Well, the promo code you need to use is CAPTAIN. That's it, one word, CAPTAIN. That gets you the discounted price. And if you want to call them up, talk to them on a telephone and speak to a live person instead of doing it all by the Internet, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Product code CAPTAIN. So, again, that's MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials logo link on the front page. Click on it. In you go. Promo code to buy anything is CAPTAIN. Phone number, if you want to talk to a real person, is 800-641-5459. And enjoy saving a bunch of money. And remember, you have a 60-day return policy there. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Yes.
What did I tell you during the break?
Well, that you're going to be doing something special coming up this morning.
Yep, and this morning, Friday morning, all across America, on a nationally syndicated show, Mike Gallagher, the Mike Gallagher Program, I will be talking about the trucker's convoy based on some information that I've got. Mike has apparently lost track of his contacts and couldn't figure out where the trucker's convoy was, and he thought it was one. He said, well, I couldn't locate the convoy, this, that, and the other, because we talked yesterday afternoon. I said, Mike, there's about half a dozen of them that are coming to D.C. There's one in Florida that right now is starting up at Baldwin, Florida, right there on I-10, that's going to go up over 10 not to 295 and up 95 all the way to D.C. That's number one. Number two, there's one coming down from Maine. Number three, there's one coming in from California, which is all the way over now by Maryland, Hagerstown, Maryland, and they're going to be going in from Maryland into D.C., and then you've got the one that came from the Northwest, truckers that came out of Alaska and then picked up trucks along the way, stayed up further on the northern route, and they were in Ohio yesterday, somewhere along the border there, or I believe it was around Warren, Ohio is where they were, and they're going to be going into D.C. But here's the deal. Nobody's going into D.C.
Right. Yeah, they're going to stay around the Beltway, as I recall.
They're just going to drive around and around and around and around and around. Now, do you know what the minimum speed limit is on a toll road, or I mean on a
what?
Interstate?
What's that?
45 miles an hour.
Oh, okay.
Do you think in the four lanes of traffic that they can be in and they're all doing 45, they might create a little havoc?
Well, sure. Yeah, it'll stop up a lot of traffic.
And guess what? You can't stop them. They're not doing anything wrong.
Right.
As long as they maintain the interstate minimum, they're not doing anything wrong. Cops can go pound salt. They're just going to drive around, run around circles on 490. It's going to be a beautiful sight.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that plays out. Because you're right, Captain. It's not like they're speeding or doing something else.
And by the way, if you go and look in the chat room. And a little bit there, Kyle, or if you want to go do it now, fine, have at it. You'll see that Trucker Eric posted some information in there about one of the six convoys and where they're at. And by the way, I put the information in there from George the Godfather. He's up in Baldwin, Florida, and he put a list of things that the truckers would like to have if people can bring them and drop them off, number one. And number two, he also talked about anybody who wants to be a motorcyclist, you know, kind of like a tailgater, side guard, that sort of thing. They're looking for guys with bikes that want to go up there and kind of help them out when they maneuver in and out of traffic, which is always a good thing to have.
Right, of course.
Yeah. Yes. So it's all right there in my chat room right now. The Captain's Group is what it is on Facebook, the Captain's Group. And we got a whole bunch of information in there. I know the guys who are in the chat room are looking at it right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Yep. Okay. Well, let's go back to what we were doing, but I look forward to being on Gallagher's program, and we'll talk all about that then. Now,
and what time is that going to be, Captain?
10:30 Eastern Time.
Okay, very cool.
Yep. I don't know if it'll be right at 10:30 or whether or not it'll be a little bit later, but it won't be any earlier than 10:30.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it, for sure.
Now, the second round of talks between Ukraine and Russia happened and ended yesterday without a ceasefire agreement. But the two sides did agree to set up a humanitarian and evacuation corridor, two different corridors, according to the officials present there at the meeting. Now, the two sides will together provide humanitarian corridors to evacuate civilians, deliver food, and deliver medicine to areas where heavy fighting has been occurring across the country. Because yesterday, it got intense in some places, didn't it?
It certainly did, yes.
And that's a good thing that they're doing that. And I think Putin realizes that he's bitten off more than he can chew, because this is not going the way he planned, regardless of what he says. Because I heard him say, we have everything going just exactly the way it should be going according to plan. No, they don't.
No, not at all. And I think the central question becomes, Captain, it's a good thing if they're establishing these evacuation corridors, obviously. But I think the central question is, how does Vladimir Putin, who I agree is bitten off more than he can chew here, how does he extract himself from this? As we've been talking about since day one, I don't think Vladimir Putin's going to say, that's it, I give up, everybody return to base, go back to where we were before. That's not in his nature, and he's not going to do something that he feels is going to, in his mind, humiliate him in front of the rest of the world and humiliate Russia further. So the very fact that he's not that kind of person is very, very concerning. And I think it does beg the question as well. Mm-hmm. What could happen internally in Russia to turn this off if Putin continues on his way?
Now, the Queen Bee of Washington, D.C., none other than Nancy Pelosi, spoke up yesterday for about a minute and 13 seconds. And I want you to listen to this, and then please tell me what she said, because I'm having a problem trying to understand her with the marbles in her mouth that she had. So let's play this.
For the price of gas. Well, we don't want people to have to pay a little more for the price of gas. And one of the suggestions that has come up is that we have a holiday from the gas tax. I bring that up because that's what we've heard the most of. And that sounds good. But do you know that there is no guarantee that the oil companies pass that reduction on to the consumer? And it's very hard to write a bill that requires them to pass it on to the consumer. You think that it's at the pump, it's the consumer paying, it comes off, but that's not the way it works. So I think that if we can reduce, we can have a holiday that guarantees the consumer benefits rather than more profits for the oil companies, that would be a path that we can take. The president has already talked about releasing oil from from the sprawl and the rest of it. I'm not for drilling on public land.
Now, let me understand something. You're going to get rid of the federal gas tax, which is 18 cents a gallon, and you're going to, and the gas stations are not going to pass that savings along to the consumer? What's wrong with that statement?
Well, it sounds to me, Captain, that she doesn't want to get rid of the tax at all, number one. By the way, in my local area, yesterday, regular unleaded gasoline was $4.89. On my way back today, it's jumped overnight to $5.19. So even if you take out the 18 cents, people are going to still continue to see these massive increases. But I do think that a leaders find a way. Nancy Pelosi's trying to just poo-poo everything. They don't want to find a way to help people save money on gas. Why isn't she even, you know, not that I think it will happen, but why wouldn't she say, well, we're going to give a gas stimulus check to everybody. He'll pay for the gas. But they're not going to do something like that. They don't want the gas tax taken away.
No, they don't. But for her to say that they're going to take it off the pump, but there's no guarantee the oil companies will give the people the 18 cents per gallon saving, she's absolutely lost it because they have no choice. All right, hold on. I'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we rumble along during the overnight hours. George just chimed in from Baldwin. I'll tell you what he said in a minute.
When you need to know, the captain.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says the war in Ukraine is going according to plan. Putin also claiming the casualties were the fault of Ukrainian neo-Nazis. He said Ukraine uses civilians as human shields. Meanwhile, evidence has suggested the war has been poorly planned and Ukraine says Russia is targeting civilians. President Biden is signing a bill ending forced arbitration in workplace cases of sexual assault and harassment. During a White House photo op, Biden saying too many women are denied a chance to do anything about sexual assaults or harassment they may have faced.
Forced arbitration shielded perpetrators, silenced survivors, enabled employers to sweep episodes of sexual assault and harassment under the rug, and it kept survivors from knowing if others have experienced the same thing.
USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This is the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, we're hitting the road running with a big bang here because a lot of stuff going on. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously and have been for going on over 7 years. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, I showed somebody something yesterday because they were talking about, you know, my leg and this, that, and the other. And I was down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton where we had a big crowd. And so hello to everybody and thanks to everybody that came out to Mixon's Groveside Cafe. We always have a lot of fun there. And we certainly, yesterday was no exception, and we had a lot of great patriots there, too, all talking about a lot of stuff. We solved all the world's problems yesterday at lunch with the Have Lunch with the Captains series down there. Now, Relief Factor is a part of my integrated daily health plan that helps my body reduce the inflammation and the swelling and the pain that I have in my left foot, my ankle, and my leg. Now, lately, it's been the top of my foot has been swelling up. And it feels like as if I've sprained my foot, which is just not true. I haven't. So that's what I've been doing. And I take it, and I wait a little bit, put my foot up in the air, and guess what? Down it goes, and I feel better. Now, that's because of the natural ingredients that are in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps you to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got going on there, too, by going straight to the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it's good for you. It's something you take that's actually good
for you. Again, no drugs in it. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get 60 capsules in the $19.95 three-week quick start. That's three a day for 3 weeks, and away you go. And you'll know by the end of that third week whether or not it's going to work for you. Now, I have been told, even though I don't know of anybody, I have been told that there are some people that this will not work on. Fine. No pain, no gain. You're out $20, but at least you tried. But to all those that I know that are taking it, that it's working, and I know several people listening to this show right now that will tell you that, not just me, but other people, well, we swear by it because it works. And you don't need to worry about having to take Mobic or Flexerol like I was doing, which made you dizzy and made you a little bit nauseous from time to time and a little bit woozy and all that. And I didn't need to have any of that, so I got rid of it. Now, just go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 gets you started on the three-week quick start because, after all you have to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Now, who did I tell you I ran into last week?
Yeah, I think you were saying, was it Sarah Carter that we see on Fox News?
She walked right up to me.
Yeah.
I was in the middle. I was in the middle of Radio Row with all the different shows off one of the networks that I'm on, right dead center in the middle, and I was kind of like the headliner, the way it was set up, because I was a little higher and a little bit more visible than the other ones, which were like part-time shows, you know, the weekend shows.
Mm-hmm.
So I was the guy in the middle, and she walked right up and said hello. And then guess who came strolling up behind her?
Who's that?
Doug Collins.
Okay.
Former congressman out of Georgia.
Right.
And I told him to his face, I said, "You made a serious mistake, sir. You should have stuck around and run for governor."
And what did he say to that?
He just laughed at me.
Well, I think it's pretty cool. Sarah Carter does such great reporting and great analysis. And so I think that was really cool. I'm glad you could meet her.
Yep. I gave her a card because she's going to come on the show one of these times. She goes, "Can you pre-record?" I said, "No, I'm not going to pre-record. You can get up early just like the rest of the people do."
Right.
They all want it. What a bunch of lazy bums, I'm telling you. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Now, the White House opposes a measure that would end the COVID-19 national emergency. Now, it was announced on March the 3rd, hours before a Senate vote was planned on the legislation, Senate Joint Resolution Number 38, that would terminate the emergency declared by former President Donald Trump on March 13th, 2020, which was extended several times by President Joe Biden. Well, Joe Biden has threatened to veto it if it gets passed. Well, guess what, Kyle? It got passed.
It did. In the Senate, it voted 48-47. Some senators were absent, I think including Dianne Feinstein and Alex Padilla, by the way, both from California. But the White House is opposing it, and so is Charles Chucky Boy Schumer, Captain. He's against it, evidently,
yeah.
Saying that it would handicap President Biden's ability to respond to the coronavirus. So there you go.
Yeah. And that would be the reason why. And that would be the reason why the NFL yesterday got rid of all the COVID protocols and they've gone back to business as normal.
Well, right. I think, Captain, the country is getting rid of the COVID protocols.
Sure they are.
And getting back to normal. You know, you do see people wearing masks. It's up to them if they want to wear a mask in,
sure.
I believe, any situation. And no harm, no foul. But most people have said they're done and they want to live a normal life. And so it's going to be very, it would be very difficult for the White House
mm-hmm.
to try to convince everybody that we're going backwards in COVID, that kind of thing.
Now, try not to laugh too hard when I tell you this one. You ready?
Yeah.
If they ever held an election in prison, the Democrats would win in a landslide. Now, it seems a new one is being fitted with an orange jumpsuit every day, Democrat, that is. The next one up is former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. He was the second most powerful man in the state and is the highest ranking official to face prison time and in Chicago and the state. That's quite an accomplishment. The last one was Rob Blagojevich.
That's right. Blagojevich, Planet Blago, as I remember people would refer to it. Yes, this is, you know, unfortunately a trend, it seems.
Yeah, move to Chicago. I'm sorry, move to Illinois, run for office, become corrupt, get caught, go to jail.
Right, right.
Now, here's one for you. Nancy Pelosi, we just played her audio, right?
Right.
The thing that you should have heard in there that would have stood out to you was not only did she slam the oil companies for making extra profits because she said that they're just going to make up the difference when the price of oil goes down because of the taxes are taken off, that they'll make it up because they'll raise the price again. She says that she's not for drilling on public lands, no drilling on public lands.
Right, I think she wants to ban it, basically.
Correct.
Completely. But, yeah, well, she can say that, but she's also telegraphing to the voters, Captain, that the Democrat Party elite, of which Nancy Pelosi is a huge member, they don't care what's happening out there, not only in regards to the war that's happening in Ukraine, but just to what was happening already prior to that because they cut off the pipelines and got rid of our energy independence. So they really do think that they can just continue to go down this road with messaging and words, and somehow everybody's going to magically get more gas in their car. It's just not going to happen that way.
Now, yesterday, the Russian military said that it had control of Kherson, and local Ukrainian officials confirmed that forces had taken over local government headquarters in the Black Sea port of some 280,000 people, making it the first major city to fall since the invasion began a week ago.
Right, and I think about 24 hours ago we were getting reports that the Russian Navy was in the port, basically, of Kherson. It comes down that main river, basically, and so if they do control it, then they are going to have, obviously the ability to stop anything from going up the river, as it were, and yes, it's very strategically important.
And now they are over on the other side of the Ukraine coast at Odessa, trying to regain or trying to gain control of that port. That's the biggest port in the Ukraine.
That's right. And so we saw footage of the Russian Navy massing off of Crimea, and then they were going to put what we understand to be several thousand Russian Marines, basically, into the shore there at Odessa to take that over. Yeah,
that'll be interesting, because as of a couple hours ago, when I was checking on things, that had not been done yet. Okay, folks. That takes care of this segment. Kyle and I will be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. First one up, we got some weather to tell you about, some snow coming across the U.S. We're going to be moving rapidly across the eastern part of the U.S. today, and we'll tell you all about that when we do come back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I woke up this morning with a buzz rolling down in my brain. I haven't been drinking, but it feels pretty good just the same. It must be contagious. It looks like it's going down. You want to catch it.
rock this country. Oh, Shania Twain live in concert in Las Vegas. How about that, Kyle?
Oh, I love it.
Little nostalgia right there, and she had them all going. She had a lot of young girls that were up in the front row there that were doing the screaming and yelling because everybody wanted to be like Shania, remember?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All righty, let me take a look here at the weather real quick and just say what I got to say and then hand it over to you. I will tell you folks that if you're looking for a little change in the weather where you're at and you're over to the east of the Rocky Mountains, you're going to get it. A couple of potent storm systems will move into California over the next couple of days and proceed throughout the Intermountain West. These storms will feature rain showers, perhaps a coastal thunderstorm or two, heavy mountain snow, and lowering snow levels, and gusty winds. Now, the two systems are going to merge into the central U.S. over the weekend and into early next week with winter storm and severe storms going from west to east. Have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. Here in California, we are looking at winter weather advisories that actually are stretching pretty much the length of the state, especially as you talk about in the coastal areas. We've got those coming in, especially here in Southern California. We're getting ready for some rain, possible thunderstorms as well. So if you're going to be in the Southern California area, be careful, especially if you're out on Interstate 15 out towards Cajon Pass. Friday and Saturday looks like, well, Friday is going to have snow and rain. Saturday should be clearing up a little bit, but be careful if you're going through Cajon Pass. Also, Captain, over in central Nevada tonight, we've got a winter weather advisory. This is going to, you're going to encounter this coming east out of Reno, and so you want to be aware of that. Also, if you're going west out of Reno, don't forget you're going to go through Donner Pass right now. You've got 30 degrees, but snow on Friday and Saturday in Donner Pass, so be aware of that. Also checking another one of our mountain passes, key mountain passes, Snoqualmie Pass up on I-90, 32 degrees right now. You've got fog in some places, so be aware of that. We've also got winter weather advisories up in northern Montana. This is going to cover Great Falls. We've got a little bit of active snow north of Missoula right now, and also a flood advisory next door in northern Idaho, and Coeur d'Alene, that area right there, 4th of July pass, though right now only reading cloudy and 33 degrees. Down in Wyoming, we've got a winter storm watch. This is going to be in the Casper area as you come down I-25, and it's also going to be in the Cheyenne and Laramie area as well. Winter weather advisory south there in Colorado on I-70 out near the Glenwood Springs area as well, so be aware of that. And then down in Arizona, looks like we got a wind advisory, definitely a wind advisory coming out of Flagstaff as you're heading east towards New Mexico. So be careful out there.
All right, moving back over to South Dakota. North Dakota looking pretty good. South Dakota, you got fog there around Rapid City, South Dakota, and the monuments, so be advised of that on I-90. Then the northwestern corner of Nebraska tonight, got a little bit of snow over towards Sydney, Nebraska. Then you'll be out of it there. We do have some wind in the panhandle of Oklahoma coming across Amarillo in about 40 or 50 miles. Also over in the western part of Texas on down towards Lubbock. Now, we've got a little bit of weather that's starting in right now in the upper peninsula of Michigan. Looks like we can get a mixed bag up there of rain and or sleet and or snow by what's happening up there way up in the upper peninsula. We also do have some wet conditions around Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson, Tennessee, sorry. And then over in the northeastern corner of Arkansas, we've got some very wet conditions there from all the rain they've had over the past few weeks. We do have some fog tonight on I-10 coming from Beaumont, Texas, over east. Not quite to New Orleans, Louisiana, but right there where 10 and 12 come together in Baton Rouge is where you'll run out of it. And then going up the east coast, we have some rain. Looks like we're going to have some showers up in the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie on I-90 and then up I-81 up towards Canada. It will be rain. There will not be snow. We do have some cold temperatures up in the northern part of Maine tonight. So if they get any precipitation up there, which they might, it would be snow and or ice. But there is definitely a cold weather advisory up there in the northern part of Maine. And then, once again, we have windy conditions coming from Nova Scotia down to Cape Cod. So if you're out there in a little boat and want to go out to the big ocean, you got to be real careful because you're probably going to have some small craft warnings there. We do have some fog on the Chesapeake River Basin. We do have some fog down along the northern and central part of North Carolina as well. So that's what we're looking at. And, of course, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Kyle, tell us about them.
Well, Captain, you know, the Pilot and Flying J, they're the largest operator of the travel centers in North America. They've got over 750 locations throughout 44 states and also six Canadian provinces as well, Captain. So they know truckers, and they know exactly what you need. They know how to take care of you. You can find the location nearest you by simply going to pilotflyingj.com, check out their locations function, and you'll find that that location right nearest you. And when you drive in, be sure to join the Drivers Club and start earning points on everything that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J, and then track those points with the My Rewards Plus app. You can download that for your Android or Apple device, and you can also get some great offers as well. So no matter what you need, they're going to have it for you. Pull on in. They're going to take care of you. And also, try the coffee. You really think that you'll agree. It's the best cup of coffee on the interstate. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And you know how I'm saving money buying fuel these days?
How's that?
I have a Pilot and Flying J fuel card. I pull in there with my vehicle, which happens to be a car. I pull in there with my vehicle. I fill it up. I use my credit card. And I get points taken off, and I'm accumulating points. Plus, I can also use them if I want to get stuff in the store or to buy things off the catalog and whatnot. And I'm having a good old time.
Very cool.
Yep, anybody can do it. All right, folks, hold on. Kyle, folks, are coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, our number two, right around the corner. Friday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. And we're going to have this announcer guy take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.